Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Sorry about that.
Moose was in the bathroom.
Yeah, right. So here's the deal, guys. These are some things you should not be doing on a school bus. A school bus driver in Ontario County allegedly bought a gun at the Geneva Walmart, put it under his seat on the bus, left it there as he later drove students on board with it under his seat. I'm so confused by this. I really am. And it's interesting because he saw nothing wrong with this. New York State Police received a complaint Monday that David Ferry, 57 of Naples, purchased a .22 caliber rifle at the store before driving away on a Naples Central School District bus. And then deputies from the Ontario County Sheriff's Office found the bus on State Route 247 in Gorham and pulled it over while Ferry had 12 students on board.
So I'm getting some texts about this. And again, these are all just text messages coming in. But it's just basically what they're saying was he didn't want to make two trips, so he just did it all in one full shot. He had no intentions of ever using the gun.
That's not the point. You can't have a loaded gun under your seat.
Correct.
On the school. That's not the point.
Correct.
Our big thing is, this is coming in from the sheriff. Our big thing is kudos to somebody who saw it and called it in. Excellent job by the state police by getting to Walmart in a quick fashion and verifying that this was a legitimate complaint in progress. And the deputies that were on patrol looking out, fantastic job. So, I mean, here's the deal. We said this earlier. We know that there are certain counties and areas that are hard up for bus drivers. However, if you decide to drive a bus, you can't have a loaded gun under your seat while you drive students around.
Right.
This is obviously not common sense for some people. It needs to be said. There are no guns allowed on a school bus.
Correct.
How brain dead can someone be? So, can't wait to hear what happens with that story. Coming up, I may do something I promised myself I would never, ever, ever do.
Why are you doing this?
Just lonely.
You go, my plant Tina's not doing the job anymore.
First person to talk me out of this, of course, is our friend Breezy, who I'm sure has a laundry list of why I shouldn't do what I'm potentially going to do in the next coming weeks. What is it? I'll tell you about it coming up next on PXY Mornings. Something I never thought I would do, I actually might just go out and do it. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
No. Absolutely not. I won't allow it. Thanks, though.
Mommy.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Mommy, chill. So basically, I was thinking about getting a dog, you guys.
No.
And yesterday was one of those days. I was in a mood. It sucked outside. It's been so cold. I come home to an empty apartment like I typically do. And all of a sudden, I'm just sitting there in my kitchen and I'm contemplating to myself. I'm like, you know what? It'd be nice if something ran up to me when I got home. Anything. My plant Tina can't do that. She's been barely hanging on since last year.
All the more reason for you to not get a dog, because you probably forgot to feed her.
Who?
You!
Feed who?
Tina!
No, Tina gets fed. And, you know, she just gets sometimes, you know, she's not a huge fan of the winters. But neither are we, you know.
She's slowly dying in the corner.
And it's like, you know, I see a lot, most of my friends, a majority of my friends, they all have a dog. I'm like, oh, this would be a perfect opportunity for a play date. a dog makes a great wingman too, right? Walking up and down Park Avenue.
Trying to get the biddies.
I love that you called them biddies.
I love that because I know somebody who I'm pretty sure only got a dog so they can hit on women. I'm like, okay.
Well, that's not why I'm getting a dog. I'm getting a dog for companionship.
Right,
and
right.
By the way, guys, if you got a dog, like for somebody, I never had a dog in my life. I didn't grow up with one. We weren't allowed to have one as a kid. I had a pet rabbit named Snickers for 13 years. And when that rabbit, my mom had to go put him down, I was devastated for like 8 hours. So I can't imagine how I would feel with a dog. That's got to be tough. But everything dies. So I guess my question is, for somebody who's never had a dog, what type of dog would I get? Because it can't be a big dog.
So,
and how much money are they, depending on what you get? I'm kind of thinking the Ferrari of dogs, maybe going with like a...
He can't even name a dog if there was a gun to his head right now.
A Frenchie. I think they're like $2,500. I can swing it. I'd like a Frenchie.
No, you don't. No, you don't. This is very impulsive. This is not financially, mentally, physically responsible whatsoever. And I'm going to tell you exactly why you are not getting a dog.
Before you do that, I will say the one thing that concerns me is if something happens with the dog and they get sick. I know people that bring their dog to the vet. My God, they will take you for everything you got.
Doesn't matter. They don't care if you don't have a pot to piss in. You owe me $1,300.
Oh, that's the tough part, you know? And they're like, well, it's my child. I'd do anything for them. I'm like, well, I need a healthy dog then. I need a really healthy dog. The thing with my apartment, though, is that when the dog has to go out, I constantly have to go down two floors, bring it outside across the street, come back in. I see how that could be a pain in the ass, but I would love for a dog to just...
So you know that French bulldogs have a ton of health issues, no?
Well, it's not a French bulldog. It's a Frenchie.
That's a French bulldog.
Oh, it's the same thing. Oh. I don't know. What the hell do I know? I don't know.
They call French bulldogs Frenchies. I'm crying. No, I'm in tears. So I just Googled French bulldog health issues and 16 options came up for what they experience. Hip dysplasia, allergies. Their noses are so scrunched up so they can't breathe.
They do snore. I think it's cute. They do snore.
Okay. You won't think it's cute when you have to wake up. Whatever. Can I go on with my list, please?
My friend has a Frenchie. She put the Gucci collar around its neck. Oh, it's so baller.
Not you getting a dog for a fashion accessory. Okay, Paris Hilton, that's hot. You and your Frenchie just walking up and down.
We would be the best companions. Listen, 2025 is a year of experiences. And I promised myself this year I would get out of my comfort zone. I would do things that normally I wouldn't do. It's all about experiences and doing things that I've never, you know, done before.
Only thing that you will be experiencing if you buy a dog is hanging out with said dog. You're not going on trips. Kiss Europe goodbye. You're not going anywhere. Oh. You're not doing anything.
I have plenty of friends who would gladly take my dog and watch it for a week or two. Nope, no problem.
Leaves to go to Europe, doesn't come back. Can't stand me or his dog. Okay, first things first, you are literally never home. On the weekend, specifically. Kiss your Saturday nights goodbye. You at Tin Cup with Connor and Tim and all the bros. Woo! No, that's not going to be you. Cut it. No more. No more of that.
Wait a second. Can I combat that? I think the reason why I should get a dog is because that dog would help me save money.
No! Because first of all, French bulldogs are expensive. So you're going to be spending this much money, X amount of money, thousands of dollars to buy it. The shots. The surgeries, all of this stuff that they need to do. They need to get their tubes tied. They need to get fixed. They need to get all this stuff.
I'm getting a boy.
You still have to cut something. Something's going to be cut.
Yeah, I didn't know. What are you snipping, though?
I don't know.
Well, I guess all dogs, what? You got to get them a vasectomy?
You got to get their balls chopped off.
All right.
Okay.
I can do it at home. Go ahead.
Okay, Dexter. Okay. Next, You were just bitching yesterday about how much groceries are at Wegmans. You think groceries are expensive now? Try buying dog food twice a month for your dog. It's like $50 a pop. No, absolutely not.
Oh, but if I love the dog, I wouldn't mind feeding it. Keep going.
Also, I think it's selfish of you to get a dog if you live in an apartment. There, I said it. You need a house if you're going to buy a dog.
What difference does it make? You know how big my apartment is? 900 square feet of space is plenty for a tiny dog. By the way, guys, how much does a Frenchie cost? Let me see. How much?
A couple grand.
Frenchie cost. Hold on a second. Does Lollipop Farm?
You can rescue a Frenchie, though, but.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Does Lollipop Farm have Frenchies? The cost of a French bulldog can range from $50 to $10,000. I can't imagine anything good is happening with $50.
Literally. Well, that's probably if you adopt and you have to pay adoption.
$10,000?
Yes. Yes.
Holy crap.
Can I go on? You live on the third floor and you're not going to take that dog out in the middle of the night, especially when it's learning to potty train. Also, it's a safety issue. You know how many break-ins you have at your house, at your apartment complex a night? What, you're taking Rufus out and it's 3 a.m. and now everyone's smashing everyone and now your dog's being held hostage? It's a safety issue at this point.
It's dramatic. I mean, there was 2 break-ins in 3 months. It's, you know, that's everywhere.
And there's more to come. So let's just call it for what it is. You need to be willing. Here's my biggest thing. I have PTSD. You need to be willing to train said dog. Dog needs to be trained. And it's not going to be no easy feat doing it in a third-story apartment building.
I mean, oh my God, we would play together. We'd have so much fun together. I got no problem training a dog. But I just think of the companionship. I come home, she runs up to me.
Where do you have grass near you? You don't.
Me.
You live in the middle of the city.
Right across the street.
I think it's a horrible idea. It's a long-term commitment, which we all know you have issues with. Call it for what it is.
What's the life expectancy of a Frenchie?
It's shorter, too, because of all of their health issues.
Oh, that's perfect, then.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Moose, you can get one for $1,500. I got 2 Frenchies at home. God, you know what also? They're small. Yeah, they're small dogs. And the reason, too, I like Frenchies is I don't think they shed whatsoever. So they're clean. Of course, yes, the whole pooping all over the floor would probably get to me. But.
This person says, why don't you start with fostering? Get your fill on it, figure it out, see how it's going to go, and then move on.
Yeah, so if you do, I think they do these trials over at Lollipop Farm. You can go for a day, pick up a dog, take it around town, hang out with it for like 5 hours, what have you, and then bring it back. I think that, you know, you take it for a test run.
Lollipop Farm has their own version of Big Brothers, Big Sisters. That's and you can go and do that and bond with the dog. Jenna from Tri-Lies here. Breezy is so stressed over this. What if Breezy came home and her girlfriend had a new Frenchie and they were just chilling? Right. I would lose my mind.
Oh,
I
my
would
God.
Absolutely lose my mind.
I don't know. I'm really considering this, you guys. I'm trying to get out of my comfort zone. You know, I need the responsibility of looking after something other than myself.
Everything you've ever had has died. Tina's died. All your fish have died. Snickers ended up passing away as well.
Snickers was 13 years old.
Don't bring Snickers into this.
Hello, PXY.
Hi. Can I please talk to them about this dog thing?
It's us. We are them.
Oh my God.
You are live, and it's us.
Oh my God.
What's your name?
Guys.
Hi, I love you too. What's your name?
Caitlin.
Caitlin, don't swear and tell us what you need to say.
Caitlin.
Yeah, it's really hard for me to not swear.
I know.
Just real quick, Caitlin, do I get the Frenchie or do I not?
No.
Okay, a Frenchie is my dream dog, okay? But I will not get one. I've fostered one. They're so cute. They make the cutest noises. But they're nightmares and they're so sick all the time.
Yep.
And they're super inbred. And my advice to you, I have 2 dogs. I have 7 cats.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're a cat lady.
So when you said, oh, someone will watch my animal, no, they won't. They say that they will not. You have to pay every time. My husband and I pay thousands of dollars so we can go away for a week for someone to watch all these animals.
Mm-hmm.
The dogs are the most expensive. The cats, you just leave food down. They're great.
Right.
If you want a healthy dog, you have to get a mutt. They have two mutts. They're fine all the time. They're great. You cannot buy a Frenchie. Mitts are so expensive. Please don't buy a Frenchie. That's Please. It. I love them. But if you want a super healthy dog, you need a Heinz 57 dog. Like, you don't know what it is.
A Heinz 57? The heck is that?
It's like the Heinz 57. They use 57 tomatoes.
Like, no, I understand that. But what is a Heinz 57 dog? What,
it's just like they don't know what they are. Like, it's a mutt.
Two different breeds in it.
Like, okay, yeah, that sounds even healthier.
Oh, my God.
All right, Caitlin.
If you're never home, don't get a dog. Please. Like, they're super cute to pet, but they're a lot of work.
You're telling me that I can't leave a dog in a crate for 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm tempted to sometimes, but I don't.
My father just texted in, get a girlfriend.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait,
what?
Starting at 3 today on 98 PXY.